A contagious fungus called white nose syndrome has killed millions of hibernating cave-dwelling bats across the eastern U.S. and is spreading through the south, including the Ozarks Plateau. As Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports, southern scientists conducting intensive field research to quell the disease share sounds captured deep inside one imperiled bat habitat.
Come winter, certain bats hibernate deep inside caves, abandoned mines, and places like this partially collapsed 19th century railway tunnel in rural northeastern Georgia. Bat biologist Pete Padavina paddles an aluminum rowboat into the dark flooded passage. He's accompanied by Georgia Department of Natural Resources agents Emily Farrell and Bronson Curry, who silently count slumbering bats clinging to walls and ceilings. Padavina, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Southeast White Nose Syndrome Coordinator, says the Georgia train tunnel is prime surveillance and test territory.
And it gets absolutely no access. And it was at one time one of our largest hibernacula for tricolored bats in the southeast with over 5,000 individuals.
Hibernating colonies of bats across the eastern half of the U.S. have been decimated by white nose syndrome, currently spreading across the south, including North Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. First detected a decade ago in upstate New York, the irritating feathery white fungus grows on the wings and snouts of warm-blooded bats. Roused from winter torpor, bats will flutter out of caves, starving or freezing to death. 9 species of cave-dwelling bats have been diagnosed with the fungus so far, including the endangered gray bat and Indiana bat. The syndrome has been confirmed in 31 states, detected in 2 more, and is especially impacting the cave-rich Ozarks region, says Blake Sassy, non-game mammal program leader with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
During the last winter, we surveyed a little over 200 caves in the state, and we found white nose in about half of the ones that are regularly monitored for bat populations.
Tricolored bat populations declined 70% in Arkansas last winter, Sassy says, and rare little brown bats have all but disappeared. Public access caves in affected states have been closed by wildlife agencies to protect bats, which provide more than $3.7 billion in ecological services, consuming insect pests and disease-carrying mosquitoes. Dr. Jeremy Coleman is National White Nose Syndrome Coordinator for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. His response team is developing and field testing detection methods for the fungus, Pseudogymnoascus destructans, as well as an array of management strategies.
There is a vaccine that's being researched right now by U.S. Geological Survey with support from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And they are in field testing at this point for applying this experimental vaccine to bats to improve their ability, again, to survive in the presence of the fungus.
Scientists are also tweaking temperatures inside hibernation sites to slow the growth of the fungus, as well as fumigating fungicides and probiotic liquids inside infected caves to help bats develop resistance. So far, federal and state wildlife agents have spent more than $40 million to manage the epidemic.
To date, we estimate that over 6 million bats have died as a result of white nose syndrome. But as it spreads, surely that number will increase.
Back inside the waterlogged Georgia Railroad Tunnel, scientists who've applied aerosol fungicide 6 times over the past 2 years are seeing promising results. The hibernating tricolored bat colony has increased slightly for the first time since the disease outbreak occurred there in 2013. And in Vermont and New York, 50% of marked little brown bats at certain test sites appear to be surviving infection, a sign that recovery might be possible. In Fayetteville, Jacqueline Froelich, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.